This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين مولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وبعد. Respected brothers, elders, esteemed guests, sisters, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. I have been given the topic to speak about the best student of the best teacher who ever walked on the face of this earth. Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu. There was no man on the face of this earth who was better than Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu after the Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, after the Anbiya, the sun has not risen upon a man better than Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu. And I want to concentrate on a specific angle on the life of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, which he learned from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam came with his dawah, and when Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu came back into Mecca, he was already a friend of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And they said to Abu Bakr, they said, you know your friend, he regards himself as a prophet. So Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu went to the house of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he said, O Muhammad, is it true what they're saying? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, what are they saying? He said, they're saying that you regard yourself as a prophet sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, yes, I've come with the da'wah of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam to call to one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu embraced Islam there and then, saying, I see nobody more deserving of prophethood than you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, every single individual that I presented the deen to, they thought, they hesitated, they took a step back, they doubted, besides Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu. He said, no sooner had I given him the da'wah, he embraced the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know what they call this? They call this social courage. You know what social courage is? Is that when you know that you will take a stance and you will be shunned, polarized, isolated by others, but you're courageous enough to do it. The Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu learned this from the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He knew the consequences of embracing Islam, but he embraced Islam and he remained the peg of Islam. On many occasions, the mushrikeen endeavored to peel Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu away from the Messenger of Allah, but it never worked. One of the greatest examples of this is that when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam went on the Miraj, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam came out, and one of the first people he bumped into was Abu Jahl. And Abu Jahl said sarcastically, he said, oh Muhammad, what's new? So the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, last night I traveled from Mecca to Jerusalem. Abu Jahl said, you did this in the portion of last night? He said, it doesn't stop there. He said, from there I went to the heavens. The narrations mention Abu Jahl placed his hand over his head. He said, you did all this in a portion of last night? And the Messenger of Allah said, yes. Abu Jahl said, if I gather the people of Makkah, are you ready to say this to them? The Prophet ﷺ said, yes. So he gathers the people of Mecca. And the Messenger of Allah said to them, he said, last night I traveled from Mecca to Jerusalem. They said, you did all this in a portion of last night? And the Messenger of Allah said, yes. He said, but it doesn't stop there. From there I went to the heavens. They said, you did all this in the portion of last night? And he said, yes. The narration mentions some began to clap. Some placed their hands on their heads. Some began to slap their thighs. The mushrikeen said, here's our chance. Let's peel away the peg. Let's peel away the foundation. Even Abu Bakr won't buy this one. So they go to Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu and they say, Abu Bakr, you know what your companion's saying? He said, what's he saying? They said, he's saying that last night he traveled from Mecca to Jerusalem and from Jerusalem to the heavens. And Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu said, awaqala dhalik. Awaqala dhalik. Did he actually say this? And they said, yes. And then Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu said, idhan sadaq. Then he's spoken the truth. They said, what's so surprising about this? Often I sit in his company and the angel Jibreel comes from the heavens. If on occasion Allah wants to call him to the heavens, what's so amazing about this? It was on this occasion that Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was given the title of Siddiq. Social courage. People shun you away. But Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu remained firm. He was a brave individual. I ask you, as a community, do you have social courage? Are you too ready to speak the truth? Or is it Muhammad becomes Mo, Arif becomes Harry? Is it that you're embarrassed? Salah time, if you're in a masjid to pray, but if you're at the train station, you ain't praying, you're embarrassed. What are people gonna say? People are not scared to smooch in the train station. And you're embarrassed to bow your head on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's earth. The life of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu shows us social courage. You know, when we talk about courage, we only know one courage, and that is physical courage. You say about guy, oh yeah, he's really brave, he's really courageous. Only physical courage. Let me tell you about the physical courage of Abu Bakr. You know, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was a man who stayed with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam through thick and thin, through peace and war. Every time he was with the Messenger of Allah. You know what Abu Bakr looked like? Let me tell you how Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu looked like. Abu Bakr, Aisha radiallahu anha describes, you would think he's a big man, yeah? She says he was thin. How thin? That his eyes had sunk in, his cheekbones protruded, the bones on his fingers were very prevalent. When he walked, he had a stoop. Stoop. He was so thin that his trousers would not remain around his waist. The Sahaba say that Abu Bakr was the weakest in body, but the strongest and the bravest from amongst us. Subhanallah. See why? Because bravery isn't here. Bravery is here. You can have all this, but you can have the heart of a kukri. You know what kukri means? The heart of a chicken. You can have it all there. Ali radiallahu anhu went and said, who was the bravest amongst the Sahaba after the demise of Abu Bakr? They said, you know the guys around him, you know what the guys are normally around. They said, you, oh, Amir al-Mu'mineen, you. He said, no, it wasn't me. Let me tell you who Ali was, radiallahu anhu. Ali, bravery, in the battle of Badr, the mu'arrikheen say out of the 70 mushrikeen who were killed, 18 were killed on the hands of Ali. Uhud, he dueled. He defeated on the battle of Khandaq, he defeated Amr ibn Abd al-Wudd. The man, they say that the women, when their children want to go to sleep, they will say, go to sleep, Amr ibn Abd al-Wudd will come. On the battle of Haybar, he beat the famous Jewish warrior, Marhab. So they said, you, O Amir al-Mu'mineen. And he said, it wasn't me. The bravest from amongst them was Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu. He said, on the first battle of Badr, they said, who will defend the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? The man who defends the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam cannot move. He will have to stay there. He said, everybody hesitated. Abu Bakr jumped up and he said, I will defend him. The narration mentioned that the Sahaba said, wherever we looked on the Battle of Badr, Abu Bakr was there. The Abu Bakr, the thin man, no big biceps, but the man had a heart. He had a heart. Let me tell you, you know when people get scared, they generally, what do? They cry, they whinge. Let me tell you about Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. When it was the time for migration, the Sahaba would come to the Messenger of Allah and they would say, oh, Messenger of Allah, can we migrate? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would give them permission. So Abu Bakr came to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said, oh, Messenger of Allah, I want to migrate to Medina. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, wait, maybe Allah will give you a companion. Aisha radiallahu anha said, the Messenger of Allah would come in the morning and the evening to a house every single day. But one day he came at Dhuhr time, when the sun is at his zenith. In the Arab Peninsula, people wouldn't come out when it's hot. And he came to the house because nobody would be watching him. And he went up to Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. And he said, Abu Bakr, I've been given permission to migrate. And Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu said, As-sahba ya Rasulullah, companionship or message of Allah, can I accompany you? And the Messenger of Allah said, As-sahba ya Abu Bakr, for you is companionship. Abu Bakr began to cry. Aisha radiallahu anha says, this was the first time in my life I saw a man crying out of happiness. What was he getting himself into? He was going to risk his life. The mushrikeen put a bounty of 100 camels on the head of Abu Bakr and Messenger of Allah, dead or alive. But the man, subhanallah, is giving his life for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He doesn't care. And then when they reached the cave, subhanallah, and the narration mentioned that the mushrikeen followed them. And Umayyah bin Khalf came to the mouth of the cave. And Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu looked up. And he said, O Messenger of Allah, if they look at their feet, they will see us. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ya Abu Bakr, ma dhannuka bi ithnain Allahu thalithuhum. Abu Bakr, what do you think about those two, that Allah is their third? Allah is their third. And then Allah captures this in the Quran. إِذْ يَقُولُ لِصَاحِبِهِ لَا تَحْزَنْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَنَا. When he said to his companion, the only person who in the Quran is mentioned as the companion of the Messenger of Allah is Abu Bakr. Nobody. لَا تَحْزَنْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَنَا. Do not grieve, for Allah is with us. The Messenger of Allah didn't say, Allah is with me. He said, Allah is with us. This is the virtue of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. But let me tell you the greatest example of bravery in the life of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. The greatest example of bravery in the life of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was the day the Messenger of Allah passed away. Abu Bakr, when he came and he heard the Messenger of Allah passed away, he came into the masjid. He walked straight through the masjid. There was total and utter chaos. Umar ibn Khattab was saying, whoever says that the Messenger of Allah has been killed, I will remove his head from his neck. Who says he's passed away, I'll remove his head from his neck. For he's a munafiq to say that. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu enters the masjid. He sees all this chaos. He speaks to no one. He goes to the where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is lying. And he removes the cloth from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he kisses the Messenger of Allah on his forehead. And he says, Tibta hayyan wa mayyatan ya Rasulullah. He said, you are beautiful in life and you are as beautiful in death. And then Abu Bakr comes out. Abu Bakr, the soft-hearted one. All the Sahaba in a state of confusion. He says to Umar, calm down, oh Umar, calm down. And Umar's not having it. Why was Abu Bakr not crying today whilst everybody else is crying? You know, the poet says, Kuntu araq al mawti, Kuntu araq al mawti min bayni sa'atin, wa kayfa bi baynin kana maw'idul hashr. He said, separation from you for a moment was like death for me. What about that separation when the next time I see you will be on the day of judgment? This was the Sahaba state. So why wasn't Abu Bakr crying when everybody else was crying? I say because Abu Bakr had cried his crying. When the verse, إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ was revealed, the Sahaba were happy that the help of Allah will descend. But Abu Bakr saw the latter part of the surah, where Allah is telling the Messenger of Allah to do tasbih, to do tawbah. He understood that this was an indication that the time of the Messenger of Allah was close. 3 days before the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed away, the Messenger of Allah was feeling better. He came out, he prayed salah, and then he ascended the pulpit. And when he ascends the pulpit, he begins to give a talk. And he says, a man has been given a choice, either to remain in this dunya or return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the man has chosen to return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Sahaba thought he was just giving an example, giving a parable. Abu Bakr understood what he meant and he began to cry. Abu Sayyid al-Khudri radiallahu anhu said, I couldn't understand why this old man was crying for. And the Messenger of Allah said, oh Abu Bakr, calm down. Abu Bakr, calm down. Abu Bakr couldn't calm down. Abu Bakr was crying. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever has done me a favor in this dunya, I've repaid him. As for Abu Bakr, Allah will repay him on the day of judgment.